الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome University class The summary of Tafsir al-Quran. We were commenting on first para of Tafsir al-Quran regarding Surah al-Baqarah, and we have reached 12 ruku. In 12 ruku, Allah Azza wa Jalla has described many things. The first thing is about angels, particularly Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wa salam, and then about other angels as well. Some people, they came to the report of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked questions, O Muhammad, which angel brings wahi revelation to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wa salam. When they listened, they said, O Muhammad, we can't believe in you because the angel who is bringing a revelation to you is our enemy. He has brought many punishment to us. So that's why we can't believe in you. Then they said these words, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this ayah. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَسَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ O beloved Prophet, say to these people, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, so let him die in his fury, for indeed he has brought it, this Quran, down to your heart by Allah's permission. Allah Azza wa Jalla responded to those people that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam doesn't bring wahi himself. He brings wahi on the behalf of Allah, with the permission of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam to the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he brings wahi. So if you are an enemy of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam, who is messenger from Allah, so it means you are the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. As in next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly mentioned this thing. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ Whosoever is an enemy to Allah and his angels and his messengers and Jibreel and Mikael, then verily Allah is an enemy to the disbeliever. Those people said, we are the enemies of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. So they showed that enmity only against one angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah Azza wa Jal responded to them, they are not only the enemies of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, they are the enemies of Jibreel and Mikael and the prophets of Allah and the angels of Allah, and they are the enemies of Allah as well. And whosoever is enemy of these beloved bondsmen to Allah, Allah is enemy to those people. So this ayah mubarakah shows that whosoever becomes the enemy of the beloved bondsmen of Allah, Allah is enemy to those people, because they have enmity against the beloved friends of Allah. Then in after a few ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Harut and Marut. They were two angels. Harut and Marut, they were two angels. And they were sent down to the people of Bani Israel for a turmoil, for their death. And when they came, so they had the knowledge of Sahar, they had the knowledge of magic. And they used to say to people, we are trial for you. We are trial for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent us to test you. So that's why when you would request us to teach you magic, we would teach you. But that would be test from Allah Azza wa Jalla to you. So they taught them magic, but those people used that magic in negative way, as we said. So they used that magic to cause separation between husband and wife. And because the people of Bani Israel, they used to ascribe magic to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and they accused Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam as Ma'adallah, a magician. So Allah Azza wa Jal defeated them. And Allah Azza wa Jal defended the greatness of Hadrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and answered those people. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. These people, the people of Israel, they followed what Shayateen used to read in the time of Sulaiman. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam didn't commit any disbelief. He didn't do any magic. He didn't cast spell of magic. He didn't commit any disbelief. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. They were devils. They were shayateen who committed disbelief and they used to teach magic with them. Then Allah Azzawajal told these people of Bani Israel who are ascribing magic to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Azzawajal told that these people followed that sign as well, which Allah Azza wa Jal sent on his angels Harut and Marut in the place of Babel, in the city of Babel. So those angels who were sent by Allah Azza wa Jal, they used to say to people, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Those two angels, when they taught magic to anyone, they would say, we are only child, so never commit this to me. Means, never use this magic for negative purpose. They used to tell them and they used to teach them. But those people, what did they do? فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. They used to cause separation between husband and wife, as it happens nowadays as well. Mostly, magic is used for negative purpose. Magic is used for separation between husband and wife, between brothers, between sisters, between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. So mostly it is used for negative purpose. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in this place. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla described the reward of faith and piety. If people adopt faith and piety, what would be their reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla? Almighty Allah mentioned, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil, adopted piety, and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from their Lord if they but knew. And if they adopted piety and if they adopted faith, their reward would have been very great in the court of Allah. That is the reward of faith and that is the reward of piety. Then in 13th ruku, the first ayah is about the residence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, as Sahaba Ikram, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to come to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the other people, the infidels, the hypocrites, they used to come to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And because the other people, other than Sahaba Ikram, they were inwardly the enemies of Islam and they were the enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they tried to make fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they try to disrespect and humiliate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they use one word for addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which had negative meaning in their language. And that word was Ra'ina. The literal meaning of this word is only this, that please look toward us. That the only meaning is please listen to us as well and repeat your word so that we would understand. But they used that word in negative meaning in the way some scholars have said they used the word Ra'ina in the form Ra'ina. And Ra'ina means our shepherd. Our shepherd, Ma'adallah, they are using that word for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our shepherd, and that is means open and clear humiliation. So they used to use that word. One Sahabi, he knew the meaning of that word in the language. And he knew, he realized the intention of those people as well. Once he listened to that word from those people, so he warned them, if you use, if you speak this word again in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I would kill you. So they said, if we are using this word and you are becoming annoyed with us, so your own fellow Muslims are using the same word. So why don't we become angry with them? Then that Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as he came to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jalla revealed this ayah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. O you who believe, say not to the messenger, راعنا, but say انظرنا, and hear. And for the disbelievers, there is a painful torment. May Allah Azza wa Jal forbade using that word, which may have any negative meaning. So Allah Azza wa Jal forbade to use that word. That was the reverence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is the reverence and respect and the manner of respect which Allah Azza wa Jal has for Sahaba Kiram and Muslims and believers. It means the reverence, the respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great action. That's a rewardful action, and that it has a lot of importance and significance in the court of Allah. And without the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no faith, there is no iman, there is no Islam. The whole religion, the whole Islam is dependent upon the reverence and respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If that is missing from the love of person, he is not Muslim in the eyes of Islam. According to Islam, he is not believer. Then some people, they used to show their sympathy and friendship with Muslims. So apparently they were friends, but inwardly they were not religious, and they didn't have any sympathy. Allah Azza wa Jalla told about those people, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla told believers, neither those who disbelieve among the people of the scripture, nor al-mushrikun, the polytheists, like that, they should be sent down unto you any good from your Lord. So Allah Azza wa Jalla informs believers, so from the apparent actions and from the apparent sympathy of these people, you must not be deceived. Inwardly and in reality, they are not your well-wishers. That in next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described a very important matter of Islam. That is called nas, abrogation. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded something according to the wisdom of that time, according to the need of that time. Then, with the passage of time, the things changed, and the need changed. So then Allah Azza wa Jal sent another commandment and abrogated the first one. So it happens according to logic and according to wisdom. So Allah Azza wa Jal told about this, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْمٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Whatever a word, revelation, do we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, we give a better one or similar to it. According to the need of the time and according to the wisdom of the time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends another commandment, and Allah Azza wa Jal abrogated the previous one. So that is the sunnah of Allah, and that is it has a lot of distance behind that. So that's why there is no negation in that, and there is no objection on that. And if Allah abrogates any commandment, and the next Allah will bring, and that will be better than the previous one, and that will be like the previous one. So that is the sunnah of Allah. Then in verse number 108, some people used to ask some questions to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which were useless or which don't have any importance. But because when they are in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they try to ask him questions. Allah Azza wa Jal forbade from that. because this is the core of beloved Prophet of Allah. This is the core of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the messenger of Allah, he is the Rasul of Allah. So when you are in his core, ask only those questions which are important, which are useful, beneficial, not useless, and which does have an important and significant. So never ask such questions. So Allah Azza wa Jal taught Sahaba Ikram regarding this. أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Do you want to ask your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Musa was asked before? Allah Azza wa Jal told Sahaba Ikram, do you want to ask questions to your prophet as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked before? He asked the people of Bani Israel, they used to ask useless questions to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So do you want to ask the same question from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is not appropriate. It is not befitting your greatness. It is not appropriate for you. So Allah Azza wa Jal forbade Sahaba Ikram to ask such questions which don't have any importance and significance. Other than that, those questions which are necessary, which are important, Sahaba Ikram used to ask. When we read Ahadith, so in the treatises of Ahadith, in the books of Ahadith, we find a lot of questions from Sahaba Ikram. They used to ask in the Holy Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would answer them. So that was for learning Islam. That was for learning the teaching of Islam, for the instructions of Islam. They used to ask and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would answer them. That is the main purpose and wisdom of sending Prophet. The Prophet would come and he will teach the teachings of his religion to the people. That is the purpose of his prophethood. So that is appropriate and that is important and that was very useful. But because when someone means offers us to ask questions, so the people start questioning without any need, and sometimes the questions are useless. So when some people did that, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal informed believers that never be deceived by those people who are not believers. And sometimes, apparently, they show their sympathy with you. They will be deceived by them. Particularly from the people of books, because they consider themselves untruth. So they try to turn you to disbelief. So be very careful regarding them. Allah Azza wa Jal told, وَدَّ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Many of the people of scriptures wish that if they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed out of envy from their own self. Means they have envy and jealousy in their heart. What was that jealousy? Because the prophethood and messengership has been transferred from Bani Israel to Bani Ismail. So that was envy in their heart. So because of that, they want to turn you to this belief. After you have believed, so be careful about them. But show your forgiveness and don't be very harsh towards them. Forgive them and overlook them so that they might accept truth, they might accept faith. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded believers to establish prayer, to pay zakah, and to be careful about their good deeds. So Allah Azza wa Jal stated, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And establish prayer and give zakah. And whatever of good deeds you send forth for yourself before you, you shall find it with Allah. With whatever good you do, so you will find the reward of those good deeds in the court of Allah on the day of judgment. Then Allah Azza wa Jal described the importance of masajid. And those people who forbid other people to mention the name of Allah, to remember Allah, to offer prayer, to do worship in masajid. Masjid al-Haram, that was a mosque, that was a place of worship. The infidels of Makkah, they forbid believers, Muslims, to enter into Haram Sharif and to offer their prayers in Masjid al-Haram. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions their recompense and their evil deeds. فَمَنْ أَوْلَمُ مِنْ مَنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِي حَسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And who is more unjust than those who forbid that Allah's name be glorified and mentioned much in Allah's mosque, masajid, and strive for their ruin. It was not fitting that such should themselves enter them except in fear. For them there is disgrace in this world, and they will have a severe torment in the hereafter. Those people who forbid other people from entering into masajid, for being worshipped in masajid, for mentioning the name of Allah in masajid, Allah Azza wa Jal told their recompense, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ. For them in this world there is humiliation, disgrace. And on the day of judgment in hereafter, وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them in hereafter there is severe punishment. So this is a very severe punishment and warning for those people who forbid other people to enter into masjid or to do worship of Allah in masajid or to mention the name of Allah in masajid. Then the matter of qibla, the direction of qibla, have been mentioned in next ayah. Allah Azza wa Jalla told, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Basically, the cause of revelation of this ayah is when Allah Azza wa Jalla changed qibla from Baitul Muqaddas to Masjid al-Haram. So those people whose qibla was Baitul Muqaddas, so they criticized and they objected, means what is this religion? First they used to offer their prayers towards Kaaba, and when they came to Medina they started offering prayers towards Baitul Maqdis, and now again they have changed their qibla and now they are turning towards Khana Kaaba. So what is that act? They objected. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this ayah and told them, so wherever you turn your prayer, what means, in which direction, in whichever direction you turn your face, you are not worshipping that direction. You are not worshipping that direction. You worship only Allah Azza wa Jal. And that direction is in the power of Allah. So whichever direction Allah Azza wa Jal will determine for you, that will be your direction of qibla. The worship is only for Almighty Allah. And this east and west, and being qibla, Baitul Maqdis or Khana Kaaba, so that is only because of the commandment of Allah. So your main job is to follow the commandment of Allah. Instead of turning your faces towards east or west, to Baitul Maqdis or Khana Kaaba, when Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded you to turn your faces towards Baitul Maqdis, so that is your qibla, and you have to worship Allah turning your faces towards Baitul Maqdis. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded you to turn your faces towards Khana Kaaba, you have to worship Allah turning your faces towards Khana Kaaba. So the main job is worshipping of Allah and following the commandment of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And to Allah belong the east and the west. So wherever you turn yourself or your faces, there is the mercy of Allah. There is worship of Allah, there is the mercy of Allah. So the main job is only worshipping Allah, the main job is only following the commandments of Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal is free from children, free from offspring. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned here, because many religions, they ascribe offspring towards Allah, ma'azallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal has defeated these people in many places of the Holy Quran. Then Allah Azza wa Jal describes the greatness and the quality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal told, Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhira. Verily, O Prophet, we have sent you with the truth, a bringer of glad tidings and a warner. So you have been sent to these people to give them glad tidings of paradise, of pleasure of Allah on the day of judgment. And you are as a warner for them. You warn them about the wrath of Allah and about the hellfire. That is your responsibility. This is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried a lot to make the people understand, to teach them Islam. So as it happens and it happened, a lot of people, they didn't accept the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became sad. So Allah azza wa jal told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your responsibility is only to spread the message of Allah, to convey the message of Allah to them. You are bashiran. Your responsibility is to give glad tidings to them. And your responsibility is to warn them about wrath of Allah and about hellfire. That is your responsibility. Now, they accept Islam or not? They accept faith or not? That is not your responsibility. You, when you have fulfilled your responsibility, now your reward is with Allah. And this matter and this matter have been repeatedly mentioned in the Holy Quran for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah azza wa jal informed the believers and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you must remain focused and steadfast on your own religion. Which religion? The religion of Islam, which is guidance from Almighty Allah. You must remain steadfast on that. Why? Because if you follow these people, the people of folk, they will never be satisfied with you. They will never be satisfied with you unless you accept and follow their religion, their lifestyle, their religion, and their wishes. You follow them. Unless you do that, they will never be satisfied with you. So that's why never try to make them satisfied. You must follow only the guidance of Almighty Allah and say, Inna hudallahi huwal huda. Indeed, the guidance from Allah is real guidance, is only guidance. The guidance from Allah is only guidance. Then in next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal told about those people who read the book of Allah, and they read the book of Allah as they should. Means they fulfill the right of the recitation of the book of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those to whom we gave the book, they recite it as they should recite. They recite the book of Allah as the book of Allah should be recited. What does that mean? It means they recite the book of Allah, then they follow the instructions and teachings of that book itself, as Torah and Injil, which are the books of Allah. Almighty Allah has revealed this book, and some people, they recite the books of Allah and they follow the commandments of Almighty Allah as well. Means, because Allah has commanded in the Holy Quran to follow every prophet, and particularly the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he comes, you must follow him. That was the commandment of Allah. So some people, as Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his companions who accepted faith and who accepted Islam, so these were those people who used to recite the book of Allah as it should be recited. Means they recited the book of Allah, then they followed and accepted the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the people who really recited the book of Allah. And what is the what is the right of a recitation of the book of Allah. So regarding our own book, means Quran, so there are many manners, external and internal, touching the Holy Quran in the state of wudu, in the state of purity, in the state of purification. Then recitation of the Quran in proper way, as it should be recited. The recitation should be according to the ruling of the tajweed and qiraat. Then understanding the Holy Quran, then following the commandments of Quran. Then the condition of the heart should be changed according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Wherever there are ayat about the fear of Allah, so our heart should be filled with the fear of Allah. When Allah Azza wa Jal mentions His bounties over us, so then our heart should be grateful in the court of Allah. So these are many rites of recitation of the Holy Quran. May Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon the commandment of Quran, and may Allah grant us tawfiq to recite the Holy Quran as it should be recited. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.